right, it's finally here. The first trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. And the Comic Bugle has to weigh in.
As a huge Spider-Man fan, I'm really excited to finally get a look at this trailer and see how this character has evolved post-Avengers Infinity War.
We have lots to discuss, Buglers, including a crazy new villain. So let's go.
Ooh. Okay.
Spidey.
Oh, he's public.
Same suit.
Aw, that's kind of cool.
That looks a little different.
He's so hot. Happy.
You look nice. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Aunt May, baby.
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
My boy Happy.
What just happened?
Yeah, what just happened, Happy?
That's good.
What are you doing?
What's going on here?
Planning a trip?
Mm-hmm. Going to Europe.
I love his Peter Parker. I gotta admit, I love it.
Did you get your passport?
A little Euro trip.
Nice picture on the passport.
I love that Aunt May knows.
The most Peter Parker picture.
Oh boy. Famous last words. They don't need me. They'll be fine.
Oh, they will need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Oh.
I'm messing with you.
Aw, the Mary Jane
I like
angle. What is happening?
What's going on? Nick Fury.
No.
Yes.
Put some clothes on. What are you doing?
What's going on here?
Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Next summer.
Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
You think?
So S.H.I.E.L.D.'s back.
Whoa.
Is that Sandman?
What is that? But you have a job to do. Are you going to... Visuals looking great. I just wish the suit wasn't so animated.
I can't tell what is happening. Black suit.
Whoa. I like that black suit.
Hydra.
Whoa.
Damn. Whoa. Mysterio. Whoa, no helmet.
Mysterio. Did they not learn one villain a movie?
What?
Amazing.
What is happening?
Who is that guy?
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled in.
That's a perfect Mysterio suit.
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him. What's up, dickwad?
Wow! All right.
And no matter what, I was always going to be excited for this movie, but what are your first initial thoughts after watching that trailer? Are you guys excited, or, you know, just still on the fence?
I am not jazzed for this movie. I didn't love Homecoming, and all I want is Endgame. I don't like that... The slate dictates that we see all of these superhero movies, even though we just watch them all die. Like, there's no explanation. Obviously, there's not going to be an explanation in this film, which I totally understand why not. But it really, really bugs me that we know Spider-Man's going to be alive. We know everybody's going to be alive. I don't like that. You're giving me more villains than just Mysterio. Sucky. I saw Sandman, Hydra, Mysterio, and maybe it's all just Mysterio, but we went through that shit with the Raimi films. It was the one thing. And the Batman films. Like, stop putting in so many villains. That was, like, the biggest problem with the end of the Batman run. That was the biggest problem with the end of the Batman run. So stop doing that. I love that Aunt May is on board with the Spider-Manning. That seems like it's going to be really fun. Other than that, I am not stoked for this movie.
I will be honest with you. I wasn't even aware this movie was supposed to be happening, so it kind of caught me off guard. That's on me. That being said, that just blew my doors off. That really did. That was impressive.
I was excited for the trailer. Now I'm even more so excited for the movie. One of the things that I'm glad they didn't do was give away too much. Obviously, the fact that we get to see Nick Fury, which I had no idea he was part of this movie. But for me, I think one of the things that I saw about what I like about Spider-Man in general is his balance. You know, he's trying to balance being a kid, a teenager, as well as being a superhero. And obviously the pressure of being a superhero is weighing on him, and where he doesn't want to continue to have that even on a school trip, but it's still part of him. And I think this is a great way to show that evolution of where he was from the first movie to Avengers Infinity War to where he's going to be between Endgame and Far From Home. So I am excited. We got our first glimpse of Jake Gyllenhaal's Quentin Beck / Mysterio. What did you guys think?
Love Jake Gyllenhaal. Big fan of his. Love his work. And his comment to Spidey saying, "You don't want none of this." That was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, he looked kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. We didn't get enough. We didn't get enough for me to really go like, wow, he is as great a villain as the Vulture, which is the best part of Homecoming, I think we can all agree.
You know, I was a little disappointed at the start when we first get our glimpse of Mysterio and we see Jake Gyllenhaal's face rather than, you know, what we're so used to, which is that glass-domed helmet of his. So I was a little disappointed right there, but quickly that changed once we saw the powers of Mysterio on display. And depending on how Marvel Studios is going to kind of give the backstory to Quentin Beck, and if they're going to use the fact that he's an illusionist or maybe that he's gained some power somehow, the fact that we were able to see that on display and in his trademarked villain outfit, you know, that for me was the wow moment of this trailer.
So this is the seventh solo Spider-Man movie. And as we get closer to Avengers Endgame, we know that Spider-Man is a part of the future of the Avengers. That's been made painfully clear. What do we want to see in this movie that continues to evolve the character? Jay, let's start with you.
I want to see more than just the humor, to be honest. The thing I love about Tobey Maguire as Parker is there's a lot of heart there. And he really believes in helping people. That's what I want to see from this Tom Holland Spider-Man. And while I love when he quips, I'd really like to see a little less bathos in the film, to be completely fair. I want the stakes to be high. I want them to be raised. At the end of Infinity War, I was genuinely struck down with emotion. That's what I want. I didn't get that in Homecoming. Homecoming had two great scenes. One, when he did not have the suit and was lifting the rocks above his head. That was so iconic. And two, great scene was Michael Keaton in the car. Great scene. Superhero movie or otherwise, great scene. But that was all that was great in Homecoming.
I am also looking forward to the continuation of the evolving of Spidey's or Peter Parker's character with his classmates. And I can't wait to see the time when MJ is aware of who Peter Parker is. And also that she's on board and she's in his corner. You know, in the comic books, it was a huge part of the story. His love affair with MJ and him trying to keep her safe while at the same time fighting crime and do his schoolwork and all this other stuff. So when that actually happens in this universe, I think that's going to be awesome because MJ, the character in these movies, I think she's fantastic. She's super strong. You can tell she's a really strong individual. So when that becomes part of his universe and her strength is backing Parker up and Spidey, that's going to be epic. I think that's going to be really, really cool. I'm looking forward to that in a big way.
You know, one of the things that I really want to see is that we got a little bit through Avengers Infinity War was Peter's ability to balance his life as a hero, as a teenager, as a student, and even his ability to balance his love life. And one of the things that makes Spider-Man so relatable to kids or teenagers is the fact that he's one of them, right? He's a hero but also a kid. When we look at other heroes like Captain America or Iron Man, that's, you know, they're adults. That's their job, really. That's not Spider-Man's job. He also has a job as a photographer. And so part of me wants to be able to see him grow into those other parts of who he is. How does he become that future leader? How does he become the next wave of Avengers that's going to be needed for the next major villain down the line? So for me, I want to see growth.
I honestly didn't know how pumped I would be for this movie going into it. I thought it's going to be another same old, here we go again. But with all these different and new elements that are coming together in Far From Home, I think this is going to be a keeper. It looks like it's going to be a keeper. We will wait and see. I am absolutely pumped for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Thanks for listening to the Comic Bugle. We'll be back again soon with more superhero news.
All right, if you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show. And, of course, leave us a rating or a review wherever you get your podcasts. We want to hear from you.
And don't forget to send us your thoughts on the new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer or any other comic news. You can reach out to us on Twitter and Instagram at The Comic Bugle.
I'm Darren.
I'm Caesar.
And I'm Jay. Thanks again for listening, and until our next big story, remember, not all heroes wear capes.